Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Luke chapter 2 today, verses 1 through 7. That's Luke 2, verses 1 through 7. It says, "In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn." Now, folks, today I want to show you, and our challenge for today from this passage is simply this: nothing happens by accident. Let me say that to you again. Nothing happens by accident. You see, Caesar Augustus may have thought that he was controlling things. Caesar Augustus might have thought he was a very powerful person and having sway over the whole world in that area there. And as he was having everybody get up from where they were, go back to their hometowns and be registered, he might have felt pretty proud of himself that he was in control. Oh, but actually God was using all this, and he was using Caesar Augustus as a puppet to control things according to his plan and his purpose, because God works everything out in a accordance with his purpose and his will. And since he's outside of time, he actually can see things before they happen, and he actually is the one controlling and acting. So don't miss this. God is in control. Nothing happens by accident. And it just so happened that Mary and Joseph end up there in Bethlehem at the time when she had to give birth. She had been told that this child within her was a miraculous baby. We've already gone through the whole episode where Joseph thinks about divorcing Mary, but then the angel Gabriel comes to him and says, no, this child that's in her is really from God. She didn't lie to you. And Joseph takes her to be his wife, but he doesn't have any union with her until after she gives birth to Jesus. And it just happens, it appears, coincidentally, which there's no such thing, that it's time for her to give birth while they're in Bethlehem being registered for the tax. Oh, did you know that back in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, God had said many, many years before through the prophet Micah, "But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days." The prophet was told by God, and he prophesied that Bethlehem was going to be the town in which the Messiah or the ruler in Israel was to be born. And it just so happened that Mary and Joseph had to be in Bethlehem at the time when she was to give birth. Listen to Isaiah 48. Listen to what God says in Isaiah 48, verses 3 through 5. God says, "The former things I declared of old, they went out from my mouth and I announced them. Then suddenly I did them and they came to pass. Because I know that you're obstinate, and your neck is iron as sinew, and your forehead brass, I declared them to you from of old. Before they came to pass, I announced them to you, lest you should say, my idol did them, my carved image and my metal image commanded them." Listen to what God says. He said, look, the thing that proves that I'm God is the fact that I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. And I do this to show you that I'm the one that knows. And that way, when it does happen, you don't say, well, my idol or my false god did this. No, they didn't tell you that this was going to happen. I did. And the fact that Jesus was born in Bethlehem was no accident. God was controlling it all, because he had told before it happened when it was going to happen and how it was going to happen. Oh, by the way, the swaddling cloths and the manger are no accident either. I'm not going to get into the detail of why that is. We'll do that later next week, but I just want you to hear, and I hope you're able to tune in next week as we go through the Christmas story some more and we follow it through. And I want to show you that the swaddling clothes and the manger are no accident either. It didn't just happen that there was no room in the inn. Remember, God is controlling things. And I want you to hear this in your life today. Things may look out of control. Things may be happening in ways that you don't understand, but don't miss this. God accomplishes everything. He orchestrates everything in accordance with the purpose of his will. And if you'll surrender to his will, you'll experience the blessing of God, who does nothing by accident, and he's in full control, and you can rest in that today. I hope you do. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week on Monday as we continue in this. Hope to see you then.